Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Is Lummy here yet?
I'm here.
If Bella breaks out, you're going to have to corral her.
Okay.
So she doesn't mess with Anna.
Okay.
Because she, first of all, she's not a violent dog. She's not going to bite you. She's
going to
lick her. She's going to lick you to death.
That's fine.
But she likes to, she still jumps because she's a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have her shocking unit. But I don't think she'll break out, but she could. And by the way, she's right by me right now. Hold on.
Come there she
here.
Is.
Come here. Come here. Come up here.
She's a
come
sweet girl.
Me. Come see me. Come see daddy. There. Say hi, everybody.
Aww.
I mean, she was, even Ashley, who works at the same society that she came from, said that, and it's a no-kill shelter, that they were going to kill her.
Yeah.
Three-time losers get killed.
I mean, you saved her.
Mm-hmm. You did.
She did.
You're a hero.
Fucking lap dog, I thought she was gonna be. Come here. And then she makes herself as stiff as she possibly can. Oh,
Oh, Bubba's picking her up now.
Uh
oh. He's trying to.
Oh.
I think he lost the mouse.
That's okay. Oh.
There she is.
Beautiful Uh-oh. Coat.
Say hi, everybody.
Hi. Hello.
All right, this ain't working out too good.
She's camera shy.
Yeah. Hello.
Get out. Now she doesn't want to get out.
Oh, God.
I got to find my mouse. Let me hold on.
Uh-oh. You come up there and grab my niece for you?
Oh.
Oh, this is a good look.
This ain't working out so good.
Did you get it?
You get to see your tongue.
Striation's looking good.
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
Back looks
yeah.
amazing.
Hi. Anna, quit being Lummy Jr.
Sorry. Legs are popping. Oh,
shut
sorry.
The fuck up. when I had Pookie, I could bring Pookie to work.
Well, yeah, because she fit in the palm of your hands.
And she
2 pounds.
And, well, she was like 5'6".
Mm-hmm.
At her heaviest, she was 7.
When she was like way overweight?
When she, yeah, but she still looked thin.
She did gastric bypass.
But. Okay, there you go. That's a good place for you to sit. There you go.
Aw, good doggy.
I could bring you here to work every day if you just sat over there.
Was she just sitting on the ground there or on the chair?
She's sitting on that chair.
Okay.
She was the chicken.
And no. No. She. Oh, hold on. She hears you. Do it once. Do it. She just went.
Mm-hmm.
Give her one of these ones. See what she does with this.
No. Oh! Dear God.
So I'd like to eventually bring her to work. Merch Crick dropped her off. Okay. Get back.
Short-lived.
She jumped out of her chair.
Yeah, and you know what? She jumped out of her chair, which caused the chair to hit the door. Now the door is open, so she could be roaming amongst the studio when she figures it out. She may not figure it out. Just lay down. Hey.
Yeah, she could come in here every day.
Just lay down. Hey, lay down. I know. I don't know how she's going to do. Blitz, will you resend me what you just sent me?
Sure.
Or I guess I can go back and look and like I can go back and look at our history here. Hey, Blitz just sent me this. Oh, here we go.
You saw what I said before that, right?
No. Collar.
Just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know.
I know.
Okay.
Fucking Merch Crick. I try to tell her, Jesus. Yeah, but what if she gets lost?
Well, I mean, I agree, but just it's easy to see.
I know.
Oh,
don't know if she can hear it or not.
Come on. She can hear it. Listen. She's trying to bite my. Get him.
Yeah. That's well, right. Some of them are.
Get him! Get him!
It's like a dog bark remix.
No, no kidding.
All right, Tune Willie.
Hype train.
Come here.
Poor dog. Fucking doesn't know what's going on.
Wiki wiki.
Work it. Take your titties out.
Could you see her earlier barking?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at me for? Go lay down. Go lay down. Yeah, lay down. Lay down. Lay down right here. Lay down. Right here. Lay down. All right.
Having an adorable, loyal, furry friend
exactly.
can bring lots of joy and happiness. But along with the package are strange and funny behaviors that you may find unusual.
Ow,
in this video,
sweetie.
We'll talk about eight odd
Rhett's
things dogs
dog.
Do and explain the meaning behind them. Number eight.
It's a
why
corgi.
Dogs jump
Gross.
On you when you hug someone.
What?
That's a corgi. I love corgis.
You have probably noticed that your canine companion
Hey, what's up, Shorty Shot?
Is against public displays of affections, such as hugs or kisses.
Oh, yeah. Guess who? Bella hates if you know who gets close to me in the bed?
Mm-hmm.
The merch crick?
Mm-hmm.
Bella comes in and, like, tries to get her out of the way. She does not want her near me at all, which I like.
You trained her well.
I'm like, hey, listen, dog. Anytime merch crick starts getting love story, you get up in here, okay? And I can blame it all on you.
Look, merch crick, I would love to cuddle with you, but I can't because it's a dog.
Yeah. And I got the merch crick believing that, too, right now.
Isn't. They may bark, jump up, or even attack their owner if they are being hugged by someone else. You might think they are just jealous, but the reasons are more complex than that.
I'm thinking it was jealousy.
Kissing and hugging are human behaviors that are not normal to dogs. We wrap our...
No, dogs like to lick each other's balls, sniff each other's asses.
Yep.
I forget what comedian I was watching. It might have been George Carlin to say if people greeted each other like the way dogs...
I think it was.
The way dogs do. Sniffing your... Hey, buddy, come here. I mean, if you can sniff a guy's ass, it tells a lot about him. It
sure
really does.
Does.
It, you can tell...
Oh. Well,
did she get out?
I think so.
Let me control her.
She's right next to me. She's sitting next to me.
Oh.
Anna, just don't put her over. Just push... Like, hit her.
I'm not going to hit the dog.
No, but just push her. Fuck? Just push her away and say no.
She's not near me.
I know, but if she gets near you,
I'll just kick her right in the face.
Yeah, and say no. You know what? Practice. See if you can get her to tap out. Yeah. She's a strong little bitch. Oh, she's strong.
Come here. I'll put you in a triangle choke.
Yeah. See, she'll let you. She'll let you put her in a triangle.
Hi. Ah! I'm gonna armbar you. She's sweet.
Just tell her no.
Should I hit the camera once?
And push. No, okay. And push. Much like, you know, you did to men up until recently.
Okay.
Hey.
No,
she's going crazy.
Push.
Hey!
She's scared, Bob. Oh, Bob.
She's going to pee now.
Did she just pee, Lummy?
No, I said she probably will pee now.
Yeah. Leave a big old duke out there.
She won't poo, but she could TT. She when she gets excited, she gets TT.
She's like pop hair.
Let me just pet her.
Cables. Oh,
yeah. What is she doing right now?
Cables.
Logs.
Tell her good girl.
Good girl.
Our arms around each other and squeeze tightly.
They think we're fighting. They say dogs think that when people are
being
affectionate,
to protect their owner.
Dogs see this form of close contact as threat. They feel the need to intervene by wedging their way in between the two partners in an attempt to de-escalate what they perceive to be a fight.
Yeah, they think that...
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah.
Another reason dogs could interrupt a hug is when they want attention.
Oh, and this little bitch here wants all the attention. She thinks it's all about her.
Dog might be past the threat thought and realize that hugs and kisses are actually good. When you are getting intimate with
her. You need to take her out for a nice long run.
She knows how to kiss. Let me tell her kisses and she'll kiss.
Hi. Oh.
Partner, hello. They notice that something interesting is going on.
Lummy, you need a good dog.
Are you a good
Lummy?
Girl?
I got Walker for now.
Are you a good girl?
Soon. I got two goats.
Good girl, Cables? You a good girl?
Cables?
Ow. Hi. Hello. Oh, dear.
If she starts getting a little too crazy,
oh,
let me know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, pee right on her.
Hey!
Shut up, biting her.
Yeah, she's gonna bite
hey,
me.
Hey, come here.
Go back to Pam.
Come here. Go back to who? Come here. Hey, Bella.
Hey, Lummy, go move that stuff in front of the door so that she can.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Lummy, you're going to have to move that. Oh, she just hold on. She four-wheeled herself. Good girl. Come here. She listened. She just four-wheeled. Yeah. Hey, Lummy, you might want to move those signs because those could cut her paws.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty sharp. Hey, Bella.
And tell Lummy just leave that door open. She can come and go.
Yeah, just leave that door open.
But I was petting her now.
What's wrong with the collar?
Nothing.
Oh. I can't get it off either. All right, whatever. Stay here and be good, okay? Is she in the room when you and Merch Crick blast?
No. Mm-mm.
Has she ever been?
No, yes.
Did she start licking your balls?
No, but close.
Your butthole?
So I have to like... Oh. You know, and any sounds she thinks, and she'll start barking. She starts barking. You know, like if I'm laying it in good, and
yeah.
And she'll start barking.
She puts you over. She's your hype
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, she puts me over.
Ruff, ruff, ruff. Give it harder. Ruff.
No, stay. Please stay. No. She's coming your way.
Okay, that's okay.
It just ignore her. Just ignore her.
It's hard.
And she'll go away. Yeah, this ain't working out so good.
Mm.
Bubba, did you see what's happened with Dion? How you get off campus?
No.
What
he can't use the bathrooms?
What?
Just saying, sorry.
What?
And I guess they like having be plumbing problems and stuff
what,
like
what,
that.
What?
Plumbing problems and all the floods and everything?
Oh, in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. I thought you said like they kicked him off or wouldn't let him use the bathrooms or something.
I'm like, I know Dion's like, got some hell? Phobias, but I thought, you know, going to the bathroom in his office wasn't a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I just want everybody to know we need some new plumbing down here in Jackson State. What is the issue, Lummy?
If you go down, it has his Instagram. It's from all the flooding. I guess they had to get off campus.
Mississippi, where the governor has declared a state of emergency, telling residents, don't drink the water.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah, it's Dion talking on his Instagram.
All right.
We hit with a little crisis, the city of Jackson. We don't have water. Water means we don't have air conditioning. We can't use toilets. We don't have water. Therefore, we don't have ice, which pretty much places a burden on the program. So right now, we're operating in crisis mode. I got to get these kids off campus, the ones that live on campus, the one that lives in the city of Jackson, into a hotel and accommodate them so that they can shower properly and take care of their just needs. Make sure all our kids are fed and all our kids have the necessities of life for the next several days until this crisis resides. That's what we're operating in right now. So we're gonna find somewhere to practice, find somewhere that can accommodate every darn thing that we need and desire to be who we desire to be, and that's dominant. The devil is a lie. You ain't gonna get us today, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a game on Tuesday.
We're
going
to get anything regardless, though. No cap.
It's hot.
Can't lie, man. It's hot in here, bro.
It's hot.
I mean, Jackson, bro. That's just Jackson.
What? I think there's a language barrier. I can't. I don't know if I. Dion invited me to practice, but I'm like, Dion, I can't understand anybody.
They don't speak Indiana.
That's what I'm letting you know, man. You're going to go here to Jackson riding down blocking sleds.
We're going to make it happen, man. We're trying to make a way for these kids to be able to take a shower, to be able to brush their teeth and stuff. The water is not going right now, man. It's all good, man. Minor setback for a major comeback.
Minor setback for a major comeback.
Yeah, Deion's already got some kind of flim-flamming deal.
So I guess there's...
It would suck if you didn't have... I mean, really, we don't even understand about how it would... Like, how much we depend on water. I mean, from just bathing.
I haven't been lately, but like when I would go camping on the weekends and stuff, like there's no real running water or anything there. So
yeah, I know
it's all jug based, and I mean,
I know. And how much of a pain in the ass is it?
Right. No.
And then multiply that by 100 kids, even pooping and peeing. You have to probably, when you go to camp, strategically know when you're going to poop and pee. Right. I mean, because you need water.
You can pee wherever you want.
Yeah, but I mean, how about shower?
Yeah. We have a shower, and we've got pumps and all that now, but I mean, it's still like the pumps run off a generator or a battery, and
Dion's gonna be like, man, I got to get to a Power 5 that's got plumbing. I bet you Tallahassee's got plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of the thing that they kind of were saying too, is that like, look, Dion may not put up with this, after this year, because I think the first year he was there, they had problems too.
Well, the first year they got a snowstorm.
Yeah, that's
and
what.
And Jackson never got hit with a snowstorm, and so they don't have any snow removal equipment.
Or I think they lost power too,
And they lost power.
Yeah.
So, man, Jackson State is an F. Jackson, Mississippi is an S as a shithole. Man, I got the number one recruiting class coming to a shithole. Hello.
That's a selling point to Florida State right there.
Yeah.
Man, we got good morning, guys.
Fucking plumbing. Hi, who's this?
This is Rainy.
This is Rainy.
Yay. Rainy the realtor, Oklahoma. How you doing?
I'm good. In regards to the latter half of last Thursday's show and the after show.
I don't even remember. You're going to have to tell me.
I know.
I'm no attorney, but I rest my case.
Well, now,
I believe babyface.
Rainy.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really nice life, and you got to realize, you got to remember, maybe the listings that you got and the listings that you got coming up. But I can't remember what last Thursday's show is, so you can't assume that I even know what you're talking about. So you're gonna have to backfill me what we're talking about here, honey.
Well, last Thursday was a pretty baby-faced filled day.
Right. Oh, you're talking about me being mad about me being about me him getting.
Oh,
on
remember because Rainey said she doesn't like babyface.
Right.
Well, I just said I didn't really care for him. He kind of got on my nerves.
And then that's intensified by he still doesn't think that he did anything wrong. Like he's doubling down on. That there's not an issue.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
So should I just kick him out altogether and just let him do, the Lummy show and, I'm right, you're wrong, and we're screwed, show, and just keep him off the big show? Because it seems like he doesn't know how to, listen, there's a way to handle me. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
I mean, Anna, everybody knows when you're pissing me off, like when I'm starting, like,
down.
You just know.
Mm-hmm.
And he just does, I don't know, man. He certainly knows, but he doesn't care. He thinks it's like he's almost showing off or showing out, like as a kid.
Well, first off, no, I don't think you should kick him off the main show. I think you should keep him on there, but just maybe limit it a little bit. Like, kind of, just an hour or so, or the main show or whatever. But my opinion is that he's trying to somewhat sort of compete on the Dan level.
Oh.
And it's just not there. It just kind of sounds like an asshole.
Yeah. Really. Dan knows how to play the game probably too well. And Brian doesn't know how to play the game at all. There's a happy medium there. There really is. And he's just, I love him to death. He's currently, we're working on, he's, potentially, he might represent me with as we go after Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We know we probably won't get anywhere with it, but we're in the process of maybe filing something on him just to get clarification to make them have to tell me. And they may not very well have to. But that being said, chat, babyface is radio gold. So he's so polarizing that some people really, really like him. I don't think a lot of people like him, and obviously you don't.
Well, no. It's not that I don't like him. He starts to get on my nerves because I think he's sort of trying to, you know, he kind of overdoes it. Like, he overdoes it.
Yeah.
And he does have a different personality and a different belief, and that's okay. I mean, that's okay. There's no problem there.
I don't have a problem with that, but it's like one-upmanship, and it's like we organically kind of flow in not that way. Like, we're not always trying to one. Like, if somebody gets a zinger in, it organically comes in.
Sure.
He tries to make everything out of his mouth a zinger, if that makes any sense at all. Whereas if he just organically be the schmarmy, toothy fuck that he is, we would get natural zingers out of him.
I agree. Because Brian's funny. I mean,
he's funny as fuck.
Funny.
He's well-read. He's smart.
Yeah.
He's
got it all.
But he's just like, stop trying to get the zinger in. You're trying too hard. I think you could almost boil it down to that.
100%. That's it. He just needs, and he is very funny. I completely agree. And he has good points. He's very smart. That's why I don't think you should get rid of him off the main show. I mean, I think he's, I like him. I like him, but I don't like him. But, I mean, I don't think you should get rid of him. But, if he would just slow down and just.
I agree. Did you get laid this morning?
What's that?
Did you get laid this morning?
No. I'm not a morning person. That's why I never call the main show. It's because I'm not awake.
Oh.
It's
a good way to wake up.
Your legs spread at night, not morning?
That's correct. Correct. Yes. Yeah. I stay up late and sleep later. So that's why I never catch the morning show. And some guy on chat, when I said that last time, was like, oh, you can't wake up. Hey, fucker, everybody cuts their own deal in life.
Right.
Don't hate on me because I can sleep till 9.
You're a fucking realtor and you make your own hours. And if you want to schedule your first closing for noon, so be it. Fuck it.
Yeah, who cares?
Exactly. You know, don't be a hater.
Yeah, don't be a hater. I mean, you're slinging houses, baby. Randy, I so look forward to meeting you. I really do.
I know. I'm trying really hard. Things are just a little bit... I don't know. I'm trying really hard. I want to come and see you guys and meet you guys, and I'm trying hard. But
maybe not, it's not in the cards for this year, but next.
That's at the very least that. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
I'm a huge fan. It's been a long time. I'm not going anywhere.
I really would like to meet you one of these days. I'm enamored with that female Bubba Army perspective. There's not a lot of you. I actually think there's more of you than I know, than I give credit to.
Yeah, but it's good. I'm a big fan. So it just after listening to the show Thursday and Friday and the after show, I was just like, I told you.
You're right. All right, Rainey, Oklahoma Sooner, motherfucker. We love you.
Yeah, love you guys.
Bye now.
Bye, Rainey. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, like... I don't know. Now, Lummy, do you think Brian will listen to you? My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What do you...
What the fuck Lummy's gonna say?
Like, hey, I just want to let you know, like...
Shut up, you big idiot, stupid fuck. Anyways,
hello.
Back to the Rays.
That's probably about what Brian would say.
Hey, Florida Stanley, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. I got two quick questions about BARP. Is it the 8th or the 14th?
14th.
14th.
Well, okay,
those 3 days.
Yeah, it's...
Well, yeah, I just want to know which day actual BARP was.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
it's
do,
14th.
Last time I came for just the $1.99, I didn't do, was it Tate's Pizza?
Yeah, that was the Thursday.
Tate's Pizza on Thursday.
So I'm going to come up for that as
Brandon
well.
Brandon gets fucked. Kickoff.
Yeah, first of all, Brandon gets fucked by noon on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tate's Pizza about 6 to 8 or so. And then Bubba $1.99 on Friday night.
Yep.
And then, you know, the BARP festivities on Saturday.
There will be music
cool.
this year.
I'll probably end up getting there Thursday afternoon and do the full 3 days this time instead of two. My other question was, Bubba, I wanted to get your approval. Now, before you just immediately say no, let me finish my sentence.
No.
So,
there we go.
What if I get a +2 to BARP? However, I'm bring Pedro the pool guy only if he can bring his wife.
Well, I mean,
Donkey Teeth 999 Super Trap.
I'm not getting that ass. So, I mean, you know, although I would like to meet her. You know,
I don't know. He's not going to qualify, and he's local to me. And he did help me out, so I wanted to see if I could maybe help him out. But I know you're not going to want him to be there unless his hot flight attendant wife is there.
Well, no, Pedro can be there. Pedro can be your +1, and his wife doesn't have to be there. No, by all means.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Well, that's why I was asking if she can come. Could I have a +2?
Sure.
But only her. Only her.
Yeah, I mean, Pedro the pool guy is your is your plus, and then I would allow her. Just like I'm allowing Will to bring his wife plus that Brandy chick who said that she might give Grandpa Cable Dog some oral.
Okay.
So I'm trying to, you know.
Broker some deals.
I'm sure I'm about to get a phone call from him right now because he listens just as much as
Blitz,
I do.
We might have to actually open up the shed out back as a mini brothel.
Yeah, no kidding.
A what?
A mini brothel.
Yeah.
You know, couple bunks.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in a few months. I got to get back to watching my employees work.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, a brothel, Lummy. Did you not hear me the first time?
Brothel?
It's not a brothel. Isn't it a brothel?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
No, isn't that
really
what it's called?
Yeah, it's called a brothel, yes.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Don't you start with that bullshit.
It's so fun.
Where is Bella? Is she up here laying down?
No, she's laying down here.
She's dead.
All right. The one thing is she does like a little kid. She'll go 1,000 miles an hour.
She's a puppy.
And then she'll just fall over. Just literally, literally fall the fuck right over.
Especially after she has a K-pen.
Like somebody darted her. Oh, if she had her chicken right now, she'd be going insane with her chicken.
She's by my feet.
Do you buy her like rotisserie chicken?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does Merch Crick buy her like rotisserie chicken?
No, she doesn't eat hardly any people food at all.
Oh.
I'll sneak her a little, you know, little
ice cream.
Not
a little.
Number 7. Why dogs turn their butt towards you. You probably have noticed that dogs sometimes walk towards us and turn around.
Because they like to ass you. Is it because they're expressing their ass glands?
It's a dominant thing, isn't it?
Then they will either nudge us gently with their rear end or stand passively with their back turned to us.
Their butt.
I think they're telling you to fuck off. And you know what? You know how many people I would, if you could address a guy like that, can you imagine if Joe Biden came up and you could just, you know, let him talk to your ass?
Like Jim Carrey?
We should actually act more dog-ish.
Right.
But why do they turn around and present you their rear instead of their face? When a dog shows you their bum, it means they trust you.
Oh, that's what Bella's doing to me right now.
That's what Ashley does to you. That's
that's,
you know,
what he does to Ashley.
And Bella's, yeah. Bella gave me her ass.
She just, yeah, it means they trust you.
Their back towards you and teeth farthest away from you. Your dog exposes their vulnerability to you.
Yeah. It, yeah. They want you to go doggy on.
Lummy exposes his vulnerability.
Lummy, did you just say thank you, Bella, for asking me? Yes. I feel safe here, the dog says.
They don't intend to harm you, and they feel safe around you. Greeting is another reason that your pup turns his back towards you. Dogs sniff each other's rears as a part of their introduction and gaining...
And piss on you, too. Look at that guy's throwing a... That one dog's right.
Marking territory.
Information about one another. Since that's how dogs greet each other.
Okay, you stick your tail up.
Mm-hmm.
You expose your...
Take a sniff.
You're from Oklahoma license plate.
Mm-hmm. Pooch probably assumes his special human feels the same.
That's what Doug Clem used to say all the time. That was his big ongoing
The cat deal.
Our cat Butch.
Yeah, the one you tortured with the potatoes?
Yeah, well, that was Inky.
Oh, sorry.
But Butch would come...
Yeah, Inky wanna choke?
Butch would come walking by, and he had his tail straight up, and you could see his little asshole. And my dad goes, Butch is from Ohio. Can't you see his O license plate? My dad would crack himself up every fucking time of the day.
That is pretty funny, actually.
Same way. And they turn their butt towards you to greet you.
You're going
to
use it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like next time you see
Reagan.
Blue or one of those blue and fucking Luma.
Who fucking knows?
One of those,
the cats you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, Blue and Gouda, yeah.
Blue and Gouda. Now, Gouda was your undersized little fucker, wasn't he?
Yes.
Does he miss you?
No, probably not.
Or exchange information. Number 6. Why dogs stare at you when they poop?
This guy's really breaking. I didn't know that dogs...
He doesn't know either. He's just making this shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
the
know.
Fuck he knows. Yes, the dog?
Fact check this asshole.
And I don't look like... In order for a dog to stare at you while they're shitting, you have to stare at them while they're shitting.
As you should, right in the fucking eyes.
But I don't. It's like, shit, get it over with. I'm not like, how's he break this one down?
Probably have noticed that dogs keep their eyes on you when they poop. That's because they are looking out to you to protect them. It relates to their wild ancestors' instinct to always be.
Are they they feel they're most vulnerable? Hey, if you think about it, you are most vulnerable when you're taking a shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fight. You can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel used to tell me, Blitz, when they would knock a guy's door down and he'd be taking a shit, it would be the best because you can't, hey.
Right.
And they were like, you can't do nothing. You can't fight when you're shitting.
Be on the lookout for danger. Going to the bathroom puts anyone in a vulnerable position. And if a dog is squatting, they cannot protect themselves from predators. They are depending on you to give them
all these dogs, man. What kind of worlds are they living in? I think they got to fight.
They're derived from wolves.
Body language signal or heads up when a threatening situation occurs.
Taking a shit.
Dogs also stare at you when they poop to get your blessing. They are checking for approval to be sure they are using the correct location to do their business.
But this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Remember, dogs.
How about when he shits on my kitchen floor?
He's like, yeah, this fucking loser is going to pick my shit up. Pick it up, slave.
And dogs in the wild often attack those canines who defecate in their...
That guy's really got a good squat one going there.
Yeah.
So when your dogs stare at you when they poop, they may want reassurance that you will not fight over a territory dispute.
Oh, Jesus. This guy's really...
The fucking
Number 5.
Dog whisperer.
Why dogs bite each other's mouths in play?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to know.
Fun.
If you've had a dog for a while, then you probably know that dogs often play with their
it's
mouth
like
open.
And,
the two dogs clash their muzzles and teeth together, and it looks like they are biting each other. As you watch them playing, you may think the pups are about to rumble, and you wonder if you should step in. Just like humans, dogs have their own unique play styles and personalities. Some are calm and quiet, some are rough, and some are avid wrestlers. When your dog plays with his mouth open, he's mimicking an actual fight, but without the serious biting.
I'm done.
How many views does this video have?
Too many.
It's going to make you sick.
Oh,
2.5 million.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Jaw-dropping facts?
Yeah. So stupid.
How many subscribers? Is it 700?
Hey, guys.
We need
Lummy
to do a goat whisperer one. When your goat faces you, it means this.
And when he pees on you, it means this.
Lummy, have you seen Bella herd the goats?
Yeah.
And, she doesn't bite them. at all, but she's faster than they are, and she herds them. Like, when, like, first of all, they try to run up top when they see her. Secondly, if she happens to catch them while they're down, they run like fuck everywhere. People, well, she catches them, and then she kind of pins them against the have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've also
does it upset you?
Also seen what, Lemmy?
She keeps pooping right by where I go every time to get the food. Like, she's laying some hot steamy ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of piles.
Well, I got my little pooper scooper deal.
Well, someone should use it, because there's a lot of bombs out there. Well, that's like a minefield out there.
Anyway, Lemmy. I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Hit it with a lawnmower.
What?
Toss it into the pond.
I told the merch crick to toss the poop into the pond, but is that bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
It's waste. It'll make the water dirty.
Yeah. I thought that fish would eat it.
The little minnows?
Maybe Todd the turtle, but I don't know if Tyrone.
So you know what
it.
I need Todd to do? I need to do is I need to put it in one of those, that oil container.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just put it like in a little bag and then tie the bag and throw in the trash can.
No, that's stupid.
That's what I do, except I toss it somewhere next door. I picked a couple up in the bag, Bubba, and I just toss them. Trash, of course.
No. Toss them over on storage unit fucking retention, Willie.
No, that's, yeah, kill those bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs
apparently don't sleep.
What?
No, they don't.
I read recently that bullfrogs don't sleep.
They don't?
That's what I heard.
They
have states of rest, but I don't think that they actually sleep.
Mom. Mom. Mom.
It's like me when I sleep.
Mom. Lummy, if I could get a shit container out there.
Yeah.
And then just one day when you're driving down the road.
You just toss it?
Just you know, toss the shit container out. You know. Oh, my God, container.
You need a giant shit slingshot.
And then you just trip and you just sling it over.
Yeah, put it in the giant slingshot.
Bella's got
fucking. Sling it around the fucking neighborhood.
And she's got big piles.
Just like pam pam.
And they start to smell.
Just like who?
Come.
Pam pam.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll get up on that.
Thank you.
Well, she seems like she just likes to poop right where I go to get the food.
All right, well, just step over the shit.
I have been. Or I picked it up, too, but I toss it
But
away.
Have you seen her that she does not hurt the goats? She just herds them. Like, I don't know if she's got some kind of collie in her or what, but she, like, herds them. Like, they'll run, and then she tries to, like, fucking herd them against a chair or a tree or the fence.
And then she just
holds them there for a little bit, and then she lets them go. Now, what have you seen? Is that the same thing you've seen?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen them where she kind of herds them up to that little spot and then kind of just like sits and watches them. Or
they don't like her,
in.
Do they?
I think there's a little more respect these days. I think Hootie Pie gave her another little knock because
I think Hootie gave her some good news a few days ago because she's now a little leery of Hootie.
Yeah.
Now, Baby, she's not afraid of Baby at all. But I think Hootie knocked the shit out of her.
I do too.
Hey, what if we get one of those football throwing robots? And just put the shit in that robot and have it just fucking throwing shit everywhere.
Shoot it at the storage unit?
See if we can get it on the roof.
Get a potato gun and just start shooting them up that way.
Piles of shit on the roof.
We could probably get like a table and lay the shit out so it'll dry.
What are we going to do with it?
Okay.
I mean, because if
we
got
a shit drying table, why can't we just throw it away, man? Why are we going to have a shit drying table?
Well, because if you're going to throw this shit, you can't throw, you know, I think you got to be dry.
Well, we can't use this table. It's our special shit drying table.
Sorry, Nashes. I know you want to use this to cook hamburgers on, but that's our shit drying table. What? Yeah, Bubba's real particular about this table where he dries Bella's shit out. So listen, that's a no-go. I mean, you can use Bubba's pellet grill all you want, but fuck, and you can use his car lift.
But don't use the
Bubba's really fucking, you know, like he's particular on some shit. And hey, man, car lift it all day, pellet grill it all day, whatever, but don't touch Bubba's shit drying table.
Fuck.
Do you want a shit drying table, Bella?
Oh, God.
On a shit drying table.
Yeah.
Do you put it in the art shed?
Do you remember all the good times you had? How much shit is?
How much shit's out there right now? No, I probably should pick up this shit every few days, don't you think?
Yeah. Perhaps.
I pick it up when I see it, but
no, you don't pick up shit.
No, I have. I thought you were gonna get mad at me one day. I accidentally threw it in the trash can right by the door.
Oh, where it's supposed
but
to go.
But then I came back the next day and I threw it over the fence. Because it did smell pretty bad.
Where you at? Come here. There you go. I'm sorry you're such a shitter. You're getting in trouble.
The AAA people won't mind it, or City of Tampa. Plus, Bubba, I was back there when I was getting rid
it's
of
not
the
illegal
pits,
to bring your
needles, E's, all dropped off. And I think someone was living back there again.
Where?
So if you like, kind of go like middle of the AAA building where the other... pine needles.
Yeah,
might
I,
be.
I saw some people that they were walking down the street a few mornings ago with big backpacks and stuff.
They had like bent palm trees and like a couple cardboard boxes, like a little shelter.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
I couldn't tell if they're coming from out there or they were just walking down the street.
We don't want people living in this.
Don't worry.
I know.
I made sure the pine needles went right on top of their little home.
Hey,
that's where I dismantled them.
What we should do is start slinging Bella's shit over there, homeless camp.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've been slinging them. That's why I'm slinging.
I don't
poop.
Want people living back there.
No, we don't need
no,
that.
We don't.
Next thing you know, they're jumping the fence and fucking with our goats.
I think that's why AAA. I think AAA. That's why they put the no parking. And then if you notice, Captain Cocksucker over there parked his car there for two straight days.
Yeah.
Now.
Who?
Captain Cocksucker, the guy that yelled at me when I went in the dumpster. Tell him he's going to call the cops on me.
Did you tell him that we got permission from his boss?
Well, this was remember back in the day.
I know, but you know, if Captain Cocksucker ever starts fucking around, you know. Let me. I went over there and handled that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. No, I'm saying I think there's been people back there because now he parks his car there.
Good. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Bub, what's up? It's Mitch.
Hi, Lucarelli. Hi, Mitch.
Lucarelli.
Hello, man.
Oh, Mitch Lucarelli.
That's me.
You and Matt Hoxie, my Charleston guys are qualified.
That's right.
Mitch Lucarini.
I'm excited, man. That's right.
Any
more hotel rooms? Or are y'all getting more?
No, is the link no longer? I mean, did you get the link?
I checked my email again. I'll send Blitz one through the bar.
Yeah, send Blitz. Yeah. Send Blitz hotel link, please, and he'll get it to you. I think there are a few rooms
yeah,
left.
I'm not sure, but I'll send you the link.
And if they're not, okay, if they're not, then email Blitz back to say no rooms left. I checked, and then I'll get some.
Sweet, awesome, man. I appreciate
you. Who you bringing?
I'm bringing my new ex girlfriend. So we're back together. So
oh, you're back together.
We'll be down there. Yep.
Fantastic. How about Matthew Hoxie? Who is he bringing?
He's bringing his girl. His girl actually hooked me and my girl back up together. So
really,
we're gonna have a big old party.
Now, are you guys gonna be trying to get here for all 3 days?
Oh yeah, and then my birthday's the 16th, so we're gonna have a big old time.
Nice.
I'm so happy. And you guys would have never qualified if you didn't know about the Cash App or the Venmo because you couldn't figure out Twitch. But that's okay. You got it figured out now, buddy.
Yeah, we love the damn Venmo. It's easy and.
What size ring? What size ring are you, Mitch?
We're actually going this weekend to go figure all that out.
Yeah, get it, and then get that information to Blitz as well. Okay.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And what you want on the side? You know what name you want on the? You know, I don't know if you want Matt, if you want Mitch, if you want, you know, Luce. I don't know who the fuck you want.
I don't even know what I want either.
You probably just want Mitch, right?
If Lucarelli could fit, that'd be cool.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right, buddy. Try email Blitz at barp at thebubarmy.com. Okay, Mitch?
Awesome. Y'all the best.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Lemmy, I think I'm going to say goodbye.
You're going to poop?
Because I do have to poop, but it sounds like I have to go pick up some poop, too.
Oh, and you're going to Tate's, right?
And I'm going to Tate's. Picking up shit. Well, I'm going to shit. Pick up shit. Nah, actually, who am I lying? I'm going to shit. I'm going to tell Merch Crick to take Bella home. And I'm going to see if she could be so kind as to pick up some shit. I mean, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Throw it into the homeless camp.
And throw it to the homeless camp. Let me, can we booby trap the homeless to camp?
Of course we can. We shouldn't say that, though. It's not our property. City of Tampa. City of Tampa might be booby-trapping it.
City of Tampa don't give a fuck about that little easement. They don't get, Jane Castor can't even keep the fucking roads without having pot. I mean, Tampa roads are the worst.
Did you get your chainsaw working?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need it?
No, because we were going to cut those.
I think Lummy did. Hi. I think Lummy trimmed it. Did you trim them, Lummy?
I did a tiny bit, and then it started raining, so I stopped.
I plan on doing something this week.
Well, I'm talking about the ones that are in that lot, kind of up. When we go to pull out, and we can't see to the right.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought somebody did.
No, those are all still all there.
All right, I'll do it. Baby. Honey, you got the peanut butter out?
Yeah.
Let's go. His peanut butter.
We'll see you tomorrow, and we will do a small after show, all right?
Perfect.
Bye.